Thank you. And Greg, we've got Marshall County Clerk, Ms. Chrissy Greer, with us here this morning. And County Clerk, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Good.
And the big news is the office, and it's not just your office, but the county clerk's.
No, this is a statewide county clerk, only the vehicle and motor vehicle section. Mm-hmm. The rest of our office will be running. I mean, we're going to be there. We'll be able to do deeds and voter registration and things like that will still be going. But anything with a boat, trailer, car, a handicap placard, anything like that, we will not be able to do for at least 2 weeks starting in January.
And that's because you're updating some new equipment. And
the state is implementing a new system. And I've been in the clerk's office for 22 years, and they've been talking about it for at least 15 years. And so when they told us they were going to do this, we were like, nah, yeah, it's not going to happen. Well, it's happening, whether we're ready or not. But I think they've worked a lot of the bugs out, and this system is more of a customer-based system rather than just like an individual vehicle system, because people have always come in for years and just say, I want to pay my stuff. And we're like, well, okay, what do you have? And they say, well, just everything I've got. Well, we couldn't pull it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
This, we will be able to pull it up that way. Oh, okay. So that's going to be nice, but it is going to be different.
Okay. But it's, I guess, a big chore, though, to revamp the system.
It's a big chore. They've been rolling it out for about 4 years, so we have done a few things on it. So it's not going to be just like throwing it at us all at once. But, of course, we know the vehicles are much bigger than anything else that we do, so
mm-hmm.
We know it's going to be a huge inconvenience to everyone. We are asking that, you know, if you've got something due in December, come on in and try to get it done. Of course, we are closed for the holidays. We'll be closed the 25th and 26th, which is a Monday and Tuesday, and then we're closed again December 29th, and that's when the old system goes away, is on the 29th. Okay. So you've got about 3 days in there between Christmas and New Year's to come in. But now, if your stuff is due in January, we cannot do it now because that's a whole nother year. They don't mm-hmm. even have the taxes fed in for that. So the state's not going to put any penalties on anything for at least the first month. So
Okay. That'll
give people time to
So
get in there. We just ask that everybody be patient with us because we're going to be stressed ourselves.
Sure. But the other things like the deeds and things like that goes
absolutely.
On as normal.
That goes on as normal,
so,
yes.
So
and like I say, we'll still be there to answer questions. If you need to do paperwork like sign over a title, we can do that kind of thing, but we can't process anything.
Yeah. I guess the auto dealers,
auto dealers know about it, and they're going to be stacking all their stuff up and getting it ready. We're going to get the system on the 11th, which is on a Thursday. So on that Thursday and Friday, we're going to remain closed and try to get caught up on some of that stuff.
Okay.
And just familiarize ourselves with a new system and get some of that backlog done. And then we will open up on Tuesday the 16th, because that Monday is Martin Luther King, so we're closed on that. But we will open on Tuesday the 16th. Hopefully
okay.
with everything running smooth.
Yes. Well, how's the year been?
It's been great. It's been fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been through two elections already, and that went smooth.
Yeah.
And so
you got a big one coming up next year.
Another thing I might add while I'm on here, if you want to change your party and you want to vote that way in the primary next year, you need to do that by December 31st.
Okay.
If you do it after that, you won't be able to vote in the primary. So throw a little election info in there
while
I'm here.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good to remind people of, for sure. And, of course, next year we'll have the presidential election, so that always means a bigger
turnout.
And
huge, yeah.
The primary, what was the official percentage for Marshall?
Primary? It wasn't that good. It was very low. I want to say like 30% maybe at the most. Yeah. I mean, it was low.
It was around the state average.
Right. Yeah.
And usually for a presidential could be, 60, maybe 70?
Huge, yeah.
Wow.
Probably that'll be the biggest one, yeah.
Now
the November election was a good turnout, too, so.
And, of course, you'll have fewer than the old days of polling places, but
But it's more convenient. Yeah. Yes, more convenient. You can go anywhere. I've had a good response to it. So far, we've got 9 locations.
Yeah.
And so far, I hadn't, you know, of course, you'll have people vote in the presidential that haven't voted since we started all this. So they'll might be a little confused, but I think it's good.
Yeah. It seemed to go pretty smoothly,
yeah,
didn't it?
It does, yeah. And we have early vote. We have so many options now, so.
I'd picked a different place somewhere I'd never voted.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just
to see how it would go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's neat. Yeah, you can go all the way across the county. You can go to Calvert if you want to.
And anyone who's interested in working the polls, I know you're always looking for new people.
Absolutely.
To do that.
Just contact our office, yes.
And
we would love to have anybody. You can actually also get on the county website. I think there might be a link. And it'll just send me a message, and I'll get in touch with you. Yeah.
I wish there was something we could do. People, it seems you have people that have been doing it for years and years and years.
Right.
Just some way to recognize them. And I know you brag on them, but
we do.
But
as
a county.
It's really great. It's a long day. Now, we have had, the past elections, we've had some people reach out, some local businesses reach out and at least offer lunch and things. And so that's been a treat. So.
Yeah. Because that's a neat thing.
We're excited to do. Yeah, just they appreciate anything you do. Because like you say, it's a long day and it's kind of a stressful day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at least here in Marshall, for the most part, we get along pretty good.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're not like some of those stories you see in the news.
No.
Thankfully.
We don't end up on the news. That's a good thing.
Yes. Well, again, the news this morning, the clerk's office for boats and for cars, for vehicles anyway, these are January 1st, the new system will be starting, so you'll be shut down for a few weeks till the 16th is the scheduled reopening date.
Right, and like I say, there won't be any penalties. I need to talk to the sheriff and just make for sure that he's on board and knows this, because we don't want people getting pulled over and harassed. But maybe, like I say, if it's due in December, try to get in there and get it done.
Yeah.
While we're open, so.
And they'll usually give you a month or so grace.
Grace period, yeah.
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 I've been
lazy about
it before, so.
Oh, I understand. We all do it. It rolls around quick, yeah. So.
And this is not something here just in Marshall. This is statewide.
This is every single county, yes. Yeah, so we're all affected.
That's right. Well, Chrissy, I appreciate the visit. Anything we need to mention this morning?
No, I think that's it. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas to you, and appreciate the job you're doing, and hope you're still enjoying it.
Absolutely enjoying it, loving it.
You get to see Tim any?
All the time.
Do you? Good.
Yes,
good.
He drops in. I even get to see Dan Duke. He drops
really?
In all the time, too. Oh,
I
yeah.
used to see him on election night. That's
Yeah. These old clerks,
there.
I like to come back and talk.
He'd be up there. He'd have a serious face on it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Church,
no, they're a lot
him.
More. They're a lot more relaxed
yeah.
Once they retire on election day, that's for sure.
But you'll be able to say that one of these days.
One of these days. Yeah. One of these days, yes.
All right. Well, Chrissy,
thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And, we'll get to a break, and appreciate Chrissy for stopping by and giving us that update and important news, and we'll be back right after this.